Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a look at Thursday's top news, and President Obama today announcing he wants to slice about $17 billion out of the 2010 fiscal year federal budget. The total budget proposal for next year covers more than $3.5 trillion, easily a record, with a projected deficit of close to $2 trillion. In a White House statement, the president said the cuts won't come easy.
For every dollar we seek to save, there will be those who have an interest in seeing it spent. That's how unnecessary programs survive year after year. That's how budgets swell. That's how the people's interest is slowly overtaken by the special interests.
The military would take some big hits, including cuts in some weapons systems and spending on missile defense. The president said wasteful spending in the Pentagon is taking money away from more modern and efficient defense systems. Republicans, though, calling Obama's proposed reductions a good start, but much more needs to be cut. The president says he's approaching all this with a forward-looking outlook.
We must build a government of the 21st century, a government that is more efficient and more effective, a government that invests in our future without leaving behind enormous financial burdens that put our future in jeopardy.
But as you just heard, many Republicans skeptical, saying that while it may be a good start to slash $17 billion, it's still less than one half of 1% of Obama's record-setting budget proposal. New Hampshire Republican Senator Judd Gregg is one of those who thinks this fraction is not going to make much difference.
Taking $17 billion out of that spending program is not going to solve our overall problems, which involve the fact that we are headed into a non-sustainable government because of the size of the spending that we're doing in the government and because of the size of the debt that we're running up.
Meanwhile, the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve say at least four banks need to raise about $75 billion in extra capital. The two federal agencies released the results of so-called stress tests on 19 major banks this afternoon. Leading the list of banks that need additional capital is Bank of America, which has been told to raise $34 billion. Wells Fargo has to raise about $14 billion, while GMAC needs $11.5 billion. The agencies add Citigroup must beef up its capital by $5.5 billion. Banks that must raise capital will have until June 8th to develop plans to raise the money and until November 9th to implement those plans. A down day overall on Wall Street, the Dow Jones losing 102 points to close at 8410, the S&P 500 off 12 points to 907, the Nasdaq down 43 points to close the session at 1716. Oil prices, though, rising to a nearly six-month high of $56.71 a barrel, up 37 cents from Wednesday. Also bad news in the automotive sector today for General Motors, posting a $6 billion loss for the first quarter of this year. And we talked about Wells Fargo a moment ago, needing to raise capital by the end of the year as a result of those stress tests. The bank also announcing a $6 billion common stock offering that will be between $20.50 and $22 per share starting Friday morning. In other news, Pakistani officials say the government will abandon a peace deal with the Taliban as troops continue to battle militants in the Swat Valley. U.S. Special Representative to Afghanistan and Pakistan Richard Holbrooke says Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari never actually expected the peace deal to stick with the Taliban.
President Zardari had always predicted this would happen. The first thing he said to me last night was, I told you this deal wasn't going to work. Remember, Zardari had opposed it, and he was forced to agree to it. The army is going back in as we speak.
The agreement struck in April allowed the Taliban to impose strict Islamic Sharia law in the northwestern region in exchange for an end to the fighting. Militants, though, have occupied more towns and cities in recent weeks and have advanced to within 62 miles of the capital city of Islamabad. Authorities say between 12 and 15,000 troops are already fighting in the Swat Valley, and as many as 40,000 civilians have fled the region. Elsewhere in the war on terror, Attorney General Eric Holder assuring lawmakers on Capitol Hill Thursday that terror suspects from Guantanamo Bay will never be free to roam the United States.
We are not going to put at risk the safety of the people of this country in any determination we make with regard to the disposition of any of these individuals.
President Obama has ordered the Guantanamo detention facility closed within a year. The administration, though, working on what to do with more than 200 suspects at the U.S. military base in Cuba. Holder said some will be charged and tried, while others who are not believed to be terrorists could be released. A secondhand computer hard drive bought online contained a treasure trove of secret U.S. military information about a missile air defense system. Britain's Daily Mail reports the hard drive was purchased on eBay. It contained test launch procedures for a ground-to-air missile defense system. There were also blueprints and personal information, including social security numbers of employees at Lockheed Martin, the company that designed and built the defense system. The Senate has passed a bill reforming the way the Pentagon buys weapons systems. The bill's sponsors cited multiple examples of the systems and programs that soared well above original cost projections. The bipartisan bill passed the Senate unanimously. It now goes to the House and is supported by the White House. The U.S. House, meanwhile, approving a bill 300-114 aimed at curbing predatory lending practices in the mortgage industry. The measure, though, faces an uncertain fate in the Senate. Still ahead on Dateline Washington, we'll examine President Obama's $17 billion worth of proposed spending cuts with Pete Sepp of the National Taxpayers Union. We'll have our weekly visit with John Gizzi of Human Events, but when we come back, Missouri Congressman Sam Graves on the Obama approach to taxing and spending. Stay with us.